Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Trump supporters versus critics. What did God say after lightning struck the Trump Tower? Jimmy Fallon has the exact quote. Samantha Bee interviews Trump supporters and finds an appropriate question for them in a clip from Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Birds. John Oliver reveals how Trump realized the key flaw in his argument for a border wall. And Bill Maher diagnoses how American parents are raising the Donald Trumps of tomorrow. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Trump supporters. Most Americans have the same questions for them that this woman had of Tippi Hedren.
Who are you? What are you? Where did you come from? I think you're evil! Evil!
That is how Trump supporters are responding to criticism lately.
The border wall is one of the few policy proposals Trump has talked about in detail. So instead of mocking or dismissing it out of hand, tonight, let's take a serious proposal by a serious presidential candidate seriously. Let's focus on the practicality of whether and how it can actually be done. And let's start with the cost. When Trump first started talking about this, he said it would cost a lot, but not a lot a lot.
Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. You know, they say $10 billion. That means $4 billion, if you know what you're doing.
Okay, so he's saying he could build a wall at 40% of what it would cost others, which I would say is an insane magic trick if I thought his tiny fingers could wrap all the way around a magic wand.
I saw that a Trump Tower in Chicago was struck by lightning during the Illinois primary, which Donald Trump went on to win. Yeah, nobody was hurt, while God was like, crap, I missed. And...
But since then, his estimate has grown.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
The wall's probably $8 billion. A wall gets built, it's going to cost $10 billion to build the wall. Okay, it's a lot of money. It's a wall.
The wall's going to cost $10 billion. Maybe 12, depending.
Okay, so we've gone from $4 to $12 billion. Donald Trump's margin of error is the entire GDP of Moldova.
Pundits have been all over the map lately trying to explain the Trump phenomenon. He's a con man, he's a Klansman, he's a clown. Someone even keeps saying he's born of an orangutan. I don't remember who that is.
Delicious.
Because the most recent authoritative estimate suggests nearly half of the unauthorized migrants in the U.S. entered legally through a port of entry like an airport or a border crossing, usually with visas that they then overstayed. A wall can't stop that. It's like wearing a condom to protect against head lice. You could do that, but that's not really how you keep the thing you're worried about from happening.
A few weeks ago, I sat down with some Trump fans and forced myself to listen to them.
They were intelligent and thoughtful.
And then we talked about Muslims.
He wants to save our country from terrorism, so allowing for a temporary ban on Muslims
on a religious group.
Yeah, well, here, let's put it this way. The media is always saying how Donald Trump is talking about banning all Muslims.
Well, he talks about it.
Media has an agenda. Like Huffington Post releases xenophobe racist.
Can you acknowledge that it is literally impossible as a member of the media to ignore a person when they say that they would punch a protester in the face?
It's a context. It's a context thing.
Maybe I was being too quick to judge.
He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face.
Nope, it was in context.
I've been blessed to be at countless Trump events, and I myself have had to remove Black Lives Matter protesters because they stood up and they were disrupting the event.
I think if you get enough people together, eventually someone's going to punch someone else in the face.
Hooray! With President Trump, every day can be Black Friday.
Every time a parent takes the kid's side over the teacher's, or asks a child where they want to go to dinner, or doesn't say be quiet when adults are talking, you are creating the Donald Trumps of tomorrow.
That's right, Trump Tower in Chicago was struck by lightning during the Illinois primary. There were no injuries, but long story short, Donald Trump has switched bodies with an 11-year-old boy. It's fine.
We're having ice cream for breakfast.
Which is not to say that there are not some people crossing the border where a wall would be. But would a wall really stop them?
What the Border Patrol says, and I've spoken to a lot of their people, is look, first of all, if you build a 30-foot wall, all it's going to do is create a market for 31-foot ladders.
Of course! Of course that's right! Ladders are not the wall's only weakness. Watch as Donald Trump inadvertently stumbles his way into a key realization.
So, you take precast plank, it comes 30 feet long, 40 feet long, 50 feet long. There's no ladder going over that. If they ever get up there, they're in trouble. Because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe a rope. Yes. Yes.
Your brilliant plan has been undone by mankind's third invention.
Speaking of Trump, he recently said that if he becomes president, he'll force Apple to start making its products in the United States. It's great news for anyone who wants to pay $20,000 for an iPhone. Yeah, good idea.
Trump is the perfect candidate for the country that scores low in math and science, but off the charts in self-esteem. Yeah, a study of 8 developed countries found that U.S. students were dead last in math skills, but number one in confidence in math skills. Even though they suck at it. Yes, we're number one in thinking we're number one.
And the president of CNN rejected claims that the network has given Donald Trump too much attention and said he feels no responsibility for the rise of Donald Trump. That makes sense. I mean, just because someone mentions Trump a lot on TV doesn't mean they're responsible for what he does if he's president. Donald Trump, 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 it's you. That's what my job is.
Good job.
Never know.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.